So the friendship should be the special schus for Rabbi Yitzchak ben Esther, Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther, Baruch Abba Tzlach B'chom Asei Deyem, Esther is Bas Naomi Sara, Baruch Abba Tzlach B'chom Asei Adea, Rabbi Yoshua Meir ben Rachel Sara, Baruch Abba Tzlach B'chom Asei Yadav. We're in the middle of the Tefillah of Adon Olam that we say every morning, or we hope we say. We don't have a good time to start now. Based on the parish of Marna Rav Zatzal and his Siddur Al Asra'iya, we are now up to Bitsur Chevli Be'ez Sarah, which literally means my rope's rack. God is my rope's rack in a time of Tzara, meaning God is my anchor in a time of Tzara. Says the Rav, Kashir anu ro'im et ha'yiridot ha'gdolot she'shorshei ha'metziut. When we see all of the dissension in the roots of reality, Mereshit makor ednam helion ad acharit tehom ha'machshakim. From the beginning, the source of their lovely, elevated beginnings, until the depths of the darkness at the end. And we feel the strong trust of entire existence in the Master of the World, asher lo harishit karuch im haacharit, that with God the beginning is connected to the end, berov chazdo v'tuvo, with God's great chesed and goodness, yodea mizeh kol prat, every individual knows, kol yitzur notzar, every created being, ki biyad el elyon ha'av harachum v'achanun, hagibor v'rav l'oshia, hinenu kulanu ke'olalim bidei avihem harachaman. We are all like children in the hands of a merciful Father. Va'anu b'tuchim b'chelek ha'eloki asher imanu ha'meir lanu b'chol ha'machshakim. And we have trust in the godly part that is within us that shines all of the dark places. Ki ech kol ha'vayot kulan olot kol kach b'vitra gmura el aliyot makor eden havayatam. How all of the existences go up with surety and can fearlessly, with great trust, to the source of their delightful existence. Im lo yidei or Hashem, chelak. Im lo yidei or chelak Hashem ma'oz hatom ma'kor hatov, hashochen itam tamid. If not, through the light of the part of God that is the strength of perfection and the source of good, Hashochen itam tamid, that's always with them. Umizeh yida kol yachid et raz amunat omen asher levitachon ha'shalem v'agamur hamuchach lachdor b'chol chadrei nishmateinu. And through this every individual will know the secret of true faith that must penetrate into all the depths and the recesses of our souls. Ki tamid chelek Hashem imanu, because always the part portion of God is within us. In other words, simple English, Tzur chevli be'et tzara, God is my anchor in a time of tzara. You see the Yeridas and we understand that God is running everything. Well, the beginning is connected to the end and everything is in the world of Tov and Chesed. We're all in the hands of a loving Father and we are like children. We know that it's our Father. He's taking care of us. There's a mashal that they say that there was once a guy used to walk on a tightrope, and he goes across this tightrope and he's 150 feet up in the air and everybody's watching him and they're cheering, wow. Anyway, gets to the other side, he goes, I'm going to hold it, a table now. You think I can do it by holding when I'm holding a table? And they said, yeah, we believe you. So he held the table and he walked across and everyone cheered. And then he said, all right, now I'm going to walk across with a chair. Everyone believe I can do it? Of course you could do it. Did it, walked across and they all cheered. Pachat Pchodim. So 150 feet in the air, he falls down, that's it. Splat. So then he says, all right, now I'm going to do it again with a chair. You believe I can do it again? They said, of course we believe you. So he said, all right, who's willing to sit on the chair? Silence. Except for one girl, she raised her hand, she said, "I'll do it." I said, "Are you crazy?" She said, "No, I'll do it." She sits in the chair, walks across with her, he makes it. And afterwards I said to her, "How are you so sure of yourself? How'd you know? Wasn't it scary?" She said, "No. The tightrope walker is my father. If you know it's your father, there's nothing to worry about. V'tzur chevli be'etzara. God is my anchor in a time of tzara. Nothing to worry about. Everything is rooted in God. Nothing can exist without Him. And we have complete pitach and complete trust that everything is going to work out exactly as it's supposed to." Behuni si umanosli menaskosi biomekra. He is my banner, a refuge for me. The portion in my cup on the day that I call. Im kol sidrei behuni si umanosli, says the Rav. Im kol sidrei hateva mugbalim hem. אם השל שלאות שהן תבועות כטבעות אחוזות זו בזו באופן קבוע ובלי נהרס ונדלג הינן לפעמים מפילות זוועה על גורל האדם. המתאבק במלחמת החיים במלחמה רוחנית וחומרית הנה אור השם הוא הנס המוחלט דבר השם הוא החופש העליון, שעזיקי הטבע, גבוליו ומיצריו, כלא נחשבים נגדו. We have the order of nature, which is very limited. And sometimes this nature brings upon man terrible fates. We have this battle of life that we're trying to fight, both spiritually and physically. So it's not an easy world. Life is a battlefield. Constant struggles. The light of Hashem is the complete miracle. Vihu nisi could be God as my banner, could be God as my miracle. The Dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem, is complete freedom. That the chains of nature, the limits, the narrow places are like nothing. Umuvan ha-neis, the meaning of neis, shu ha-koach ha-menatzech et kol mesibot ha-teva. This is the power that defeats all of the forces of nature, all of the causes of nature. ומחובר עם מובן הנס והדגל. It also relates to a banner, a mast, a flag, המסמן את ההכרה של הנקודה היסודית שכל התוכן של הקיבוץ תלוי בה. דגל הצוואר מרכז את רוח המחנה. So what do you have? You have a flag of an army that everybody gathers around. That's like the center place. That's the spirit. The center of the spirit of the army around that flag, what that flag represents. When they play the national anthem at the game, and the flag is blowing in the wind. So it's just a piece of material with stars and stripes, red, white, and blue. But it's a lot more than that. It's what it represents. That's the neis. V'or Hashem etalem me'akom mezgeret shel koach teva mitzumtzam v'merakez al yedei gedulato et kol mahut hachayim v'chol yesod ha'shi'ifot. So what God does is the light of Hashem is elevated above any power of nature that's so limited and narrow, and it centralizes through its greatness all the essence of life and all the foundation of strivings of Netzach and Hod. I'm sure the Rav's referring here to the Kabbalistic spheres, which is not my area of expertise, as if I have an area of expertise, but the idea is that that's what the light of Hashem is. The light of Hashem is something we all gather around. We are all focused on the centerpiece of the world, which is Or Hashem. And that's what all our avodah is devoted to bringing more Or Hashem into the world. So if we have these very narrow places in life, and we have the ways of life that are coming and overtaking us, so there's no way, and there's nowhere to run in the world of cause and effect. So what do I have to do? There's only one Eitzah. V'hu nisi. God is my miracle. God is above nature. He's built this banner we all gather around, and he's also above nature, above anything limited, above any set rules. And he's also manosli. He's my refuge. I can run away to him because he's not meshubah to anything. There's no laws that bound God, so I can just run to God. God doesn't have to keep to any rules. God is in charge of everything, above everything. Minat kosi b'yom ekra. Hashem is the portion of my cup on the day that I call. Kol yechusehem shel siba umesovev nimugim hem biyachas l'partzuto shel or ha'elohi. All the relationships of cause and effect melt when in relationship to the breaking through of the light of God. Mibein chagvei astera shel olam lo machshava, from the hidden cracks of, from the cracks of hiddenness that is in the world and all of its fullness and darkness. אבל קשר אחד אשר הוא אשר ברית כותה לו לאושר האדם והצלחתו, שהוא יהיה פורץ כל המעצורים ומפרזר את כל ענני החושך. There's one connection, that there's a covenant with it, that it's going to bring man success and happiness, and it's going to break through everything that stops him, all the barriers, and it's going to scatter all the clouds of darkness. הקשר הזה הוא הקריאה על השם. This קשר is when we call out to God. השם קרוב הוא אל האדם. השם is close to man. כל מרומי שחקים בכל מעמקי תאומות, כל חוקי הטבע בכל מסיבות של יקום, ויוכלו להרחיק את האדם מכונו. Nothing can distance a man from God. The highest places, the deepest places, laws of nature, everything that exists in the universe, all the causes in the universe, nothing can distance a man from God. The created, the creature from the creator. There's one thing that's in the hand of man, one connection that he can make, and that's by calling out to Hashem. Who is God close to? Those who call out to him. God is the portion of my cup. Prepare for me without any need for any service. L'shum achana, l'shum b'rot study, with no preparation and no side clarification. Rak dabar echad u'mutneh, shu b'yom ekra. You know when God is there for me? You know when God is a full cup for me? You know when God is waiting to serve, so to speak? B'yom ekra, on the day that I call. Hasiba zot ikshura gam matbea shalshelet, asher la'chof ishaloki asher l'neser yom, ki makor ha'osher ha'o. So this is Minat Kosi, God is my cup, Dafka, on the day that I call, I have to call. And it's also related to Hashem Nisi. This is the Neis HaElyon. This is the complete freedom of Hashem. If you call out to him, he's not bound by laws. He can help you. V'yado afki b'ruchi, my hand I will give my, in his hand I will give my spirit. Be'et ishan ve'ayira, when I go to sleep, and then I'm going to wake up. L'chol ha'evdilim ha'ofiyim, kol ha'melchakim ha'mavdilim, yesh erich v'yachas rak al klei ha'yitzurim ve'erkam. Aval klapei yotzer kol, hakol be'echad, hakol yuchal v'kol olam yachad. All the differences are only when it comes to us. But as far as God is concerned, everything is one. Ha'nefesh ruach ha'adam be'erich le'gufo sh'hem nos'im, kol kach rechokim zeh mizeh. The spirit of man, relationship to his body, which is so far from each other, Asherak v'pliot olamim shirim zebazeh, like the Rama says. So mafli lasos, that's the wonder of the world, that God connects the body and the soul. Yisod kishurim ulamitad erkam b'mautam. Ki erkam avdil ben ruach v'chomer erzich l'achikam l'frazom b'zem. It's not because they are essentially the same. Because they're not. There should be a huge difference between ruach and chomer, between body and spirit. But their connection comes from the wonder of Hashem, the wonders that Hashem makes. Shakol muuchad ba'achdut, everything is one with His oneness. Al ken, b'yado afkid ruchi be'et ishan. Hine hakol mufkad bidei rav mecholel kol. Hakol v'yichudo, amechet kol v'yichudo, v'en avdel v'efresh mitzido v'lo rechuk erech, b'en ruach lechomer, v'a'ira. And then I will get up. As far as God is concerned, there is really no difference. Biyado afkid ruchi, I'm going to give God my spirit when I go to sleep. And then I ira, and then I'm going to wake up, and He's going to put it back in my body. It's going to reconnect to my body. Because as far as God is concerned, there's really no difference between body and spirit. It's all one. Everything's interconnected. Only when it comes to us, there's a difference. But when it comes to God, there isn't. So therefore, Be'eti Shan, I give Him my spirit. And He gives it back, and He puts it back in my body, and He reconnects the physical and the spiritual. As only God can. And we conclude the Adon Olam. Ve'im Ruchi Gviati. Hashem leave lo ira. With my spirit shall my body remain. Hashem is with me. I shall not fear. וכי הביטחון ואמונת אל נאמן מצד השינה, ככה הוא הביטחון המרץ המסיר מאדם כל פחד הרוי להופיע נגד עיניו בכל עת על ערך קיומו, שהוא דווקא מושג לחיים הזמניים, חיי החומר והגבייה. So we have bitachon, we go to sleep, that we're going to give God our spirit, He's going to give it back, and then we're not afraid anymore, because we're trusting in God. So also when it comes to our chayim zmaniim, we are also not going to be afraid that we're only living so temporarily. וחיבור הרוח עד עת קץ אשר ברצון כל כל אחד יעמוד לגורלו עד עת תחיית עולמים. הנה מצד הערך העצמי של אלה שני הנושאים הרחוקים זה מזה שחוקבורם פירי הירוי שידם תמיד על חוץ בירת הפרידה. A person should always be fear, have fear of death. How are my body and soul going to remain together? It's only temporary. הרויה למרת החיים ולהמס אותם בפחד וחלחלה. It's a bitter one, bitter one's life and melt it with fear, shaking. אבל מהכן באומץ החיים והסרתה של ירת הטבעית הזאת מקרב האדם. And where do we find this, the courage of life to remove this natural fear from man when, to the point that he has faith in his life? With my spirit is my body. They're so contradictory, the spirit and the body, and they're so far from each other. Nevertheless, Hashem li, God is with me. God unites everything with His great oneness. And there is nothing, as far as He's concerned, of opposites and distances. And therefore, I'm not going to be afraid. As far as God's concerned, I don't have to have a year of mavis. Because, yes, there's a steer between body and soul as far as I'm concerned, but not as far as God is concerned. Because since it's all one, it's all related to God. Therefore God can keep them together. Lo ira, I won't have fear. Ani shachafti v'ishana. Hekitzosi ki Hashem yismecheni, it says in Tehillim. I will go to sleep, and then I'm going to get up. I will be aroused because God supports me. So God's going to do both. God puts me to sleep. We say Adon Olam before we go to sleep. God gets me up in the morning. God takes the soul away from the body and He brings it back. And we're going to have Tchiyas HaMeisim also, body and soul together forever. So Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we were zochet to learn the Tefillah of Adon Olam. placed on the Sidra al-Sri'iya, and there is so much more to do. B'siyata d'shmaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach to learn through the tefillas shachris and other tefillas. L'umod ulam v'lishma v'las, sometimes called the v'sam to rest v'havo. Amen v'yamein, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.